Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Lauren, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I love to start by finding out, how did you first find Organize 365?
Okay, I found Organize 365 when I heard you actually as a guest on the Best Laid Plans podcast, and I liked what I was hearing, so I rabbit trailed over to you, and the rest is history, you could say.
I love when I have a podcast that I really like, and oh my gosh, Sarah is great at the Best Laid Plans. Mm-hmm. And then you find one podcast and then another podcast that's very similar. It's like you found another friend, like, so like you found like your little friend group. So yeah, I love supporting Sarah's podcast and having been a guest on there. So I'm so glad you found me. Tell me about the people who live with you in your house.
So at this time, it's me and my boyfriend and our 10 house plants, although my basil is not doing very well. So it will go back to 9.
This is the first time I've ever heard anybody count their house. I hear a lot about fur animals, but not about house plants. So, but this is a big pandemic thing. So tell me, how did you get into house plants? Were you in house plants in 2019? Were you an OG or no?
Initially, a friend gave me an aloe plant as like a going away plant. And so I had that one like all through the pandemic. And then I moved in with my boyfriend and that one eventually died. So I had to get a whole bunch of new plants, but I've always been interested in plants. So I've got several snake plants and a pothos plant, which is doing amazing.
What is a snake plant? I know a spider plant is, but what's a snake plant?
A snake plant is, they just like kind of stand straight up, and a lot of times they'll have like white stripes down the leaves. Yeah, yeah. It's just
Okay, I've seen that. Have you ever done succulents? I want to have succulents.
Succulents are hard.
Well, then that's not a good idea for me. Why are succulents hard? You would think they would be easy.
They were hard for me because I think I just didn't have a good watering system, because if you overwater them, then they like can get like all rotty and moldy, and you'll just drown them. And you don't want that, but then you don't want to go to the other side, which is not watering them at all, and then they'll just like dry up and die anyways. So I pivoted to something a little less challenging.
So I had my mother's Christmas cactus when she moved. It's huge. It was gorgeous. I had it for like 18 months, and then all of a sudden she decided she wanted it back. So then I went and I bought a little one, which whatever. I did really great with that one for 2 years. And now this spring, like I didn't do well with that. And my neighbor gave me a succulent that it's clearly this weekend I've got to do something with it because it's just gone. But I like want to start over again. I would love to have all these little succulents in by my bath. I think that would be so fun, but I don't know how to take care of them.
Yeah, I pretty much water mine like every 2 weeks, whether they need it or not. I would say like, I kind of got to a point where like plants was something I wanted to have in my place, but they weren't fun anymore. But I had like an epiphany and I moved my one pothos plant right next to we have like this big sliding glass door in our apartment, gets tons of light. And now the pothos is like, has all these like little sprouts and like aww, new leaves all the time. And I was like, this is fun again now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's all about creating a habit or like stacking it next to something else. So you even remember, because even if you really want to do it, it's hard to add new things into your life. Like even if you really enjoy them.
Yeah. Actually, it's not sometimes the like doing the thing that's hard. I've had that standing, like, water your plants on my Google Calendar for, like, a couple of years. And I had read that, like, if you bottom water them, that's better for them. So that I tried that for a while, and that was really not very practical. I would just like gather them all and put them in the bathtub for like a day, put, you know, like a couple inches of water in the bathtub, let them suck up all the water, and then drain the bathtub, put everything back. And then I still had to clean the bathtub. So I recommend a watering can. That has become much, much easier for me to handle.
All right. Well, I'm just in research phase. I don't even have the plants yet. I watched, I can't remember what the TV show, Atypical. I think it's Atypical. And she had the mister and she was misting all the time. I was like, oh, that could be fun. Misting the plants. Yeah,
I have one of those, but I find that the radius of the misting is not quite good. Large. So I need one that's like adjustable, more like a household cleaning spray type of thing. Sometimes theirs are adjustable, but the one I have is not. So I have one, but I don't use it all the time.
And now I just think so much work. It's a lot. Just get fake succulents.
Oh, I have those too.
Fake succulents sounds like a great idea. If anybody knows where to get really high quality fake succulents, let me know. All right. So obviously I rabbit trail. You already knew that. You listened to the podcast.
Oh yeah.
So why were you, you were listening to an organization podcast. Best Laid Plans is about planners. You must have a planner. You must like planners. So you like planning and organizing. So you rabbit trailed over to Organize 365. Were you already an organized person and you just were like listening for extra tips, or were you looking to get started getting organized, or hashtag adulting was hitting you, or what was going on?
Yeah. I wasn't a hoarder, like you say, but it's not the other end either. So it's like, I was like right in the middle. I have always found the like date book content on YouTube like very relaxing. I actually was like big into the planner stickers for a long time. And I tried bullet journaling too, but that was not really that practical for me either. But I finally found like a system that works for me. So I use what I like in conjunction with your systems. And it's really fun. I get that like creativity time, but then I also like I'm getting stuff done too. So I guess it's a lot of Swiss cheese organization. Like parts of it were really good, and then parts of it was a lot of like avoidance. When I was in kindergarten, my kindergarten teacher told my parents that so like most kids, if they don't want to do something, they'll tell you, I don't want to do that. Me, I would just quietly not do it. Said I was quietly disobedient as a child. So instead of like saying, no, I don't want to do this, I would just do whatever I wanted. And then that was the end of it. Still trying to like break that habit. So parts of it were good. Parts of it were less good.
So really, what was already good? Like, what did you have? Like when you first started listening to Organize 365, if you were like, I did this, I did this, I did this really well. And then what things were like, I don't really have a system for this and I don't know what the system is.
My like personal routine, I have down pretty well. Like I know exactly how much time I need to get ready. I eat the same thing for breakfast every day, but the bedroom is like, okay. The bathroom's okay. But it was the like personal to me type stuff that wasn't awesome. I've been a piler from way back when I was a kid, and it just kind of got to a point where I was like, I'm sad and this is not working and I need help. So that kind of led me to you, and now I have less piles.
So it's almost like you're, all of this is personal organization and a little bit of paper. Like anything that you could find a productivity solution for, you did, but there wasn't a productivity solution for the piles. Exactly. If you could do your bathroom and your bedroom, probably your closet and your morning, afternoon, evening routines, those are all your personal organization and adding on the productivity piece to that. But it was more the paper. What was in the paper piles?
Oh, what was in the paper piles?
I love how you don't even remember. I love it. That's so great. I don't even remember what was in my paper piles.
So I have the paper solution. I have the book. I actually just realized the audiobook the other day because I needed a little bit of inspiration. So the paper piles were notes to myself, mail, you know, 401k, chore lists, the daily living type paper. And mm-hmm. I just didn't have a good system to process through it. And so the Sunday basket has helped me with that. There's still some avoidance, I won't lie, but it's getting better.
Okay, so how'd you get started with the Sunday basket?
So I tried to make my own mm-hmm. with just stuff I had at home. And the thing that I didn't quite realize until I got the like official one was that there's a little bit of nuance with your system that just was not clear to me in trying to do it myself. That then became clear once I had all the printables and the video training and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So tried to make my own. It didn't work. And mostly it was to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
The DIY didn't work for me. So I was like, all right, I guess it's just time to commit. And so at the end of January of this year, I ordered mine and got it up and running. And it's awesome.
And so how long did you have the DIY one? Do you know?
Maybe 5 or 6 months.
Okay. And then I bet when you got the actual Sunday basket, you implemented it pretty fast because you already had anything you could have figured out on your own already done. Plus, had you established the habit already?
Yeah, that was part of it too. The DIY one was like, I think this will work, but let me just like commit to like building the habit first. Mm-hmm. And now that I have committed and the other one's not working, let's just go the full meal deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's such a big step though, to be like, I think sometimes when you create a DIY one, and it kind of works, you could say this system doesn't work versus saying like, okay, well, I have the habit. Maybe there's something that's in the actual system. I would tend to default to the system must not work if I can't DIY it, that it's probably not going to work for me. But most people, once they actually get it, they're like, oh yeah, there is something different here. So there's like a second layer to it. And to me, there's a lot of, I mean, it's taken me 20 years to create it to the point that you see it today. So there's a lot of stuff that is in there. But also at the heart of it, it's pretty simple. You just put all of your actionables in one pile and go through them on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think the complexity of it and why the actual basket works more than just a DIY, and you can tell me if I'm right or not, is because of the complexity of the amount of actionables we have. Like if it was just a bill paying box, if it literally was just for your mail, then I don't think the actual Sunday basket versus your own DIY system would have very much different. But because it's like taking into account there are personal papers and family papers and household papers and financial papers, and then projects you don't even know what to do with. And then you're like, there's so much mental to running a household that you really need 25 different slosh pockets for it. And you don't need them every single week, but you do need to have these spaces to put them, to hold them safely until you need them. Yeah. And that's where I think we underestimate how complex running our household is at every level and how much mental there is to it.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been rewatching the spring cleaning series that Monique did. And I actually posted on the community app the other day, like, how many 2.0 pockets is too many? Because I now have all these ideas of like, oh yeah, I do like to do this, but I haven't been doing this, but I also don't want to overwhelm myself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I
all
think
the slash pockets are kind of a, it's a placeholder, but it's also a reminder.
Yeah. So I try to limit myself to 5 slash pockets per color, but one of those slash pockets can be like ideas. So like, for example, let's just take purple because that's the color for the household. Like you can have a slash pocket for things that are broken that need to be fixed. You can have a slash pocket for things that you aspirationally want to remodel. You can have a slash pocket for things that need to go into your household binders. But then I'll have another one that just says ideas. And then in that ideas slash pocket, there may just be a note card or there may be a couple of printed out pieces of paper, but it's not enough to be a whole slash pocket. But I don't want to lose the idea. And I know I'm not going to do it in the next 6 months. So it doesn't need its own slash pocket. And then like once a year, when I go through that, when I go through all the ideas, I have one for work too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this was a really great idea I had 4 years ago. Now it gets to become a slash pocket because now I actually want to take action on it. So I don't lose the idea and I don't try to keep it in my head, but also I don't make like a whole bunch of slash pockets. And that idea one can get pretty thick, especially when you are transitioning into something new. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I could add now a slash pocket for houseplants if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Or I could just put that on an index card inside of a Lisa slash pocket and be like, oh yeah, someday I'd like to have succulents. So you could do either one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after you had success with the Sunday basket, what did you do next?
I had like an amazing week. And I had 32 items on my planning sheet and I finished 30 of them. And
oh my gosh.
I know. Insane. Totally insane. So just in case anybody was still on the fence, like it works. Get one.
Okay. So do you still have an active to-do list? Like, did you have to-do lists before? And do you still have to-do lists?
I did have a to-do list before. So in my date book, I use a vertical undated happy planner. And okay. So in the top box, it's anywhere I have to be. So like at work, anything that has to do with time or things outside of the house. The middle box is for my personal tasks of the day. So for example, today I had a couple of phone calls to make and I watched your most productive year replay. And then the bottom box is what we're having for dinner and then like things to do at the home. So if I need to talk to my boyfriend about something, if there's some home task I have to do, that's what I use that for. So yes, I have one now, but no.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like freedom within the system, I guess.
So before, did you do like me where you'd have like a legal pad or whatever, and you just start randomly writing down all these different to-dos? Okay. Yes. So you don't have that anymore because that's in the Sunday basket.
Yes.
I don't really know how to articulate that goes away. It just does. So it went into the slash pockets and into the Sunday basket system. You still had your planner, like it's Wednesday, I got to take the trash out or whatever.
Yeah.
But you, when you did your Sunday basket planning time, you pulled out and you created a to-do list for the week or put those things in the bottom of your actual planner. And there were 32 of them and you crossed out 30 of them. What would it have been like the week before or the month before or the year before?
Wishful thinking. Mm. I don't think I would have been able to do 30 tasks in a week before.
And so when that happens to me, I feel two things. One, I feel like, oh my gosh, I can get so much done. Mm-hmm. And then I also think like, okay, if I chunk it out, this is how long it'll take me to get caught up. Because I'm not caught up usually whenever I do that. And it's not always that you need to get 30 things done every week, but when you need to, you now can actually plan them on Sunday. And then with, you know, 90% confidence, know that most of those are going to get checked off.
Yeah. And I do have that extra layer of privilege right now because we don't have pets and we don't have kids.
Yeah. I did notice that at the beginning.
Yeah.
The plants don't usually talk back to you, I'm pretty sure.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes the Basil, she's very finicky. I think I made a mistake getting grocery store Basil, to be honest. The plastic it comes in, it looks like it's like a really healthy plant. And then you get it home and it's like, it's like leaning super to one side.
I love it.
They're very dramatic.
Okay. Sometimes. So when was the first time that you noticed that something was organized that had not been organized before?
After the adult spring break blitz.
Tell me all about that.
Okay. So our project that we did was our outside the bathroom, like linen closet, medicine. It's only a one bedroom apartment. The bathroom is very small. So there's really just storage under the sink and that was already full. So the closet's right next to the bathroom. So it had all of our medicine, towels, laundry supplies, all of that. And I had kind of floated the idea to my boyfriend before. And I was like, let's like do an organization project. Is there anything you want to do? And we both agreed that we should do this closet. So it didn't take us the whole week to actually do the project. It took us like maybe 3 days because we had to wait to order a container from Target. So we did that. We got rid of all the expired medicine. We moved some stuff to a different closet that actually made more sense. And now it's awesome. It's awesome. We can like find things almost instantly. It's great.
How is that doing it together?
Yeah, we do as much together as we can. You know, we meal plan together. We try to go food shopping together. We do the laundry together. I'm sure that will change in the future, but
I don't think it will. My generation, we're listening. We're like, how's that work? How do you, we didn't even understand how that together thing works. Like my husband and I love him. I finally said to him a couple of years ago, I was like, you know what? Here's the deal. Either I do the project or you do the project, but we don't do the project yet. Like we just don't communicate and work the same way. But I don't think that will change for you. I mean, I think that is something of your generation that you do life together, which is really, really cool and awesome. I was talking to someone else the other day who's also a Gen Xer. And I said, this was what happened to me. Is this what happened to you? I said, it was like when I was a kid and I was going to college, I was told I could be anything I want to be. I just have to pick. Do I want to be a stay-at-home mom or do I want to be a working mom? Like you could do whatever you want, just pick. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened after my generation was as a woman, you could do whatever you want to do. And like you could be a stay-at-home mom and a working mom. Like you could do both. My generation was taught that you could do anything you want, but you do have to pick one or the other. And so I was talking to her and I said, and you know what? I don't think the men were told anything. They were just told, and you will go to work. Like they were just like, they weren't given a choice. They just go to work. So now I feel like almost now that men are given the same choice that women of 20 years ago were given, like, okay, you can do this or this, and hopefully, and this. So it's just different. Like, it's just a different way of processing through life. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun and cool to watch. So it's so fun to hear about. That's why I like to hear about, like, how are you doing it together? So do you guys like take it all out together and then you're like, do you want this and just kind of like do the whole process together, or did one person take it out, another person declutter, another person organize, another person put it back?
Yeah, we took all the medicine out.
Yeah.
And we had like a plastic like shoe box full of a bunch of stuff, and then another plastic container full of stuff, and so we each just did a box, and we had some like a dust buster and a mop and a broom in there. And so we also talked about like what's working about this space for you, what's not working for you. So we kind of met in the middle. I don't like to say compromise. I like to say collaborate, because when it's a compromise, someone loses.
Nice. And okay, so specifically with medicine, you know, it's interesting because you kind of like just take the medicine from your family of origin. Like in my family, you take certain things when you're sick. Greg's family takes certain things when you're sick. So did you guys have any of those conversations like, hey, I take this, or where you're like, oh, this works better. You've tried each other's medicines and you've gotten down to fewer medicines, or any of that?
He brought more like variety of pain pills into the mix. I brought everything else because I had been living in another apartment with roommates before we moved in, and I had my own bathroom. So I kind of had my own little stash of stuff. So like he has chronic pain. So he has stuff that he likes to do that works for him. But yeah, it was a lot of like, oh, this Pepto is like 3 years old, gross. Or this shouldn't be in here. This is just trash. Or there's like one cough drop in this bag. So
I was talking with another group of adults, and we all have college age and young adult kids. And so they were talking about their kids that were in college, and they were talking about a boy specifically, and he was moving from one dorm to the next. And he said, yeah, these people are pigs. So in the next house, I want to do this. And, you know, I'm in charge of cleaning the bathrooms, and the dad is the person in my group. And he said, you know how to clean a bathroom? He goes, yeah. He goes, how'd you learn how to clean the bathroom? And he said, oh, so-and-so's mom showed him how. And then he showed us, and I'm one. He's like, and all these grown adults in this group I was in, they were all like, oh yeah, that is how we learned how to cook. That is how we learned how to do bathrooms, was when we were in college and we were living with other people. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is all done through osmosis. Like what you take into your adulthood life is often what you've observed from your parents, but also what your friends, like when you're in your 20s, you're like, how do you do that? Like, oh, what do you take for that? Mm-hmm. It's just fascinating to think back to, how did you learn how to do what you do today? And was it purposeful and planned, or was it just osmosis, or you just asked somebody and they just shared? It's interesting to have those conversations. Like, how does your medicine cabinet get full of the medicine that it has in it?
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So is there any other story that you want to most share about your organizing journey?
Well, we did a bonus project during the week of the spring break blitz.
Okay.
We have kind of a small kitchen, And so we don't have like a ton of storage available to us. So the Tupperware situation is like a big, it's a whole thing. The cabinet that it's in, it's too small for the easy solution of just storing everything with the lid on. And yeah. So then we tried like stacking it, and that didn't work either, because then everything just fell out and it was harder to put it away.
Yes.
And then Joe, my boyfriend, had the brilliant idea of getting a plate rack. Plate rack sits on the one half. All the circle lids are all in one section. All the little square ones are in one. And then all the bodies just kind of stack. And it's just amazing. And there's no more avalanches when we have to like clean up or make lunches or whatever. It's great.
I'm telling you, plasticware is the bane of people's existence. Like the necessary evil of the kitchen.
One day, like the sock and underwear drawer. One day I want to switch to the like nice glass ones, but when we have a house.
They're nice. They're really nice if you're heating up stuff at home. They're not as convenient, I think, if like you're taking lunch to an office or to a school. It's just not as good. The plastic is better. But yeah, once you're doing mostly leftovers at home, then they're really nice because they go straight in the oven, or they can go in the microwave, straight in the dishwasher, and they don't warp and stain and all that. So I do like it. But they're heavy and they're not easy for kids. And pluses and minuses with everything, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think you have more of now, Lauren?
I have more knowledge and more direction in my life. Part of my, I guess, motivation to get the Sunday basket and like get into this community was that for a while I felt kind of lost. For context, I used to do professional theater. I was a professional costumer for several years, and I left for personal reasons, but I had to get a job. So I'm no longer in theater, but I still felt like my job isn't really what I want to be doing, but I don't know what I want to do. So I was like, I think this could kind of help me figure out what I do want to do, along with just like organizing my whole life.
Has it yet?
It's getting there. Good.
So you mentioned you don't have children or for children yet. So what do you spend your free time? We want to live vicariously through you, Lauren. How do you spend your free time?
Well, these days I'm like ferociously reading books. I think I have like 3 or 4 I'm in the middle of right now because I'm insane. I just read a lot of books right now. We have this big puzzle that we're doing. It's like 1,000-piece puzzle. Mm. Oh, I know. You're a puzzle girl.
I'm like, where do you live? I'll be right over.
New Jersey.
I'll be right over. I'll help you with the puzzle.
Okay. Yeah. So reading, we're doing a puzzle right now. And almost every morning I get up and I ride our stationary bike because my doctor told me I had to. Yeah, it's fun. But actually, like not only did my doctor tell me to get, she was like, you need to like get X number of minutes of exercise a week. And I was like, okay, fine. So actually my mom turned me onto this company. It's called the Conqueror Challenge. Okay. They have like these crazy medals that they give out for completion. And it's all like a distance based challenges. So you can, the one I'm doing right now is the Trek to Petra, which is 40 miles.
Wow.
But the one that I did with my mom recently was a Lord of the Rings challenge. So it was, and it was based on the movie. And there was a lot of like interactive elements to it. They have an app. And so that distance was 145 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so
how long did it take you to do that one?
My mom and I did it as a team. So it took us about 3 weeks to do.
Wow.
So I would log my distances walking, like just my steps, and some of the bike, because in the middle of that, Joe and I took a vacation. So we went to Washington, D.C., and one day we logged like 8 miles walking or something insane.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Yeah, but when I finished this challenge, this Lord of the Rings challenge, they sent me this insane medal.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like really heavy. And so that opens.
How fun is that?
And then there's the One Ring inside.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what is this called again?
It's called the Conqueror. They have, they always advertise on Facebook. They have tons of different challenges. I highly recommend.
Wow, way to gamify it. Like, you don't even need a Peloton. It just like you use your own phone and your own app. Like, how fun is that?
Yeah.
So you actually got the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love
it. What's the okay, now I'm interested. So what's the one you're doing now?
The trek to Petra.
And so what's the little thing you're going to get after that?
It's a medal that it's got that kind of Moroccan star design on the one side. Yeah. It says trek to Petra. And then there's like a slide out panel that comes out, and it's that like very famous columns that they have.
I gotta go show this to Joey. He's gonna love this.
Oh yeah.
That's so great. Fun. That's so great. It's so fun. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Is there anything you wish you had known sooner?
Don't avoid going to the doctor and the dentist and the eye doctor and all of that. Because I had aged out of my parents' insurance and then just didn't get any for myself. I didn't go to the doctor for a long time. Luckily, I never got sick or injured or anything, but it's so hard to like get back in that like system cadence with so many practices. And March was a very doctor appointment heavy month for me, but I'm glad that it happened because now I have more power both with my own physical health.
Awesome. Any advice you'd give to someone who's just now starting out?
Just trust Lisa and the team and get the Sunday basket. They will not let you down. They want to help you and they helped me.
Lauren, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Thank you so much. This is the coolest thing I've done in a while.
Really?
Yeah. Well, okay. When I first started listening, I do really like the Wednesday transformations and I would always hear you like, if you want to be on the podcast, apply. And I was like, oh, I want to, but I don't have any other stuff. So I finally had some stuff and was using it. And I was like, I think I should do this.
Yes. And we loved hearing your story. And now I'm going to say, so if you heard Lauren's story, Lauren and I are both telling you, just apply to be on the podcast. We loved your story. I love to talk to you. Lauren, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.